Blog Talk Radio.
I believe. And I pray that you see that if you want to link on that part right there.
Okay, I see you. I see your background, but I don't see you say, "Let's talk Jesus."
Okay. I'll try to fix that. Just, but I can hear you here live, and you can hear me clear.
Yeah, I hear you real clear. I'm logged in also on the computer, but I just see Sow Your Financial Seed, Cash App, Let's Talk Jesus, but I don't see your face.
Okay, I'm going to go live here in a minute. Let's get this part started.
Okay.
All right, you can still hear me, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, good deal. Family, God bless you guys. This is Let's Talk Jesus. I'm about to flip over to online. See, I don't see you in there, Bishop, but I'm going to go ahead and start.
Okay.
I'm telling y'all out there tonight, I'm not preaching. The man of God is here to preach. Bishop Roger Kirksey is my brother, and he is going to be doing his thing. Like I said, I don't see you on the board here, but
okay,
I will start
down.
That.
Five, four. Mm-hmm.
But let's talk Jesus. It is our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, we'll bring on partners and brothers and covenant people that will speak the same agreement. And no matter, family, how sinful, how broken, how messed up you are, Jesus still loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life. It doesn't matter how big, how little, sin is sin. If you confess, he say he is faithful and just to forgive. See, I learned that following Jesus is always involved in sharing his love with others who need him. The moment I met Jesus on that road of Damascus for me, it wasn't when I learned how to do church. It wasn't when I learned how to sing, preach. It was when I met him on that road of destruction, on that road of death, on that road that was no turning back. It let me know that following him always involves sharing his love with others. The moment you meet him, immediately he gives you the privilege to do what the most important thing is, tell somebody about his goodness. And that's what we're doing here tonight. Let's talk Jesus. I'm excited to relinquish the board, the table, to the man of God tonight, that as he blesses us with a word. We had technical difficulties last week, but this week we're going forward. Blog Talk is live. I know it. I hear it on my other devices. We're going to receive the man of God tonight, and I'm blessed to have him here. What's up, my brother? How are you, Bishop?
Oh, God bless you, man of God. How are you doing?
Man, I'm excellent, brother. I'm excellent. It don't change. You know, sometimes I try to flip, but I can't flip.
Oh, I know that's right. Amen. You're saying something good now. Yes, Lord. Amen. I'm
yes,
just
sir.
Excited about the Lord. Amen. Just excited just to be able to, amen, to come tonight, amen, and be on this platform to bring a word from the Lord, amen. I truly believe, amen, that God is going to speak, amen, by his spirit and by his power. Amen. How things going for you, man of God?
My brother, I'm challenged constantly, and the reason being is that, you know, as being a mouthpiece for God, as being a loud speaker, the Lord is really being just burning a fire in me about asking the question of where is our faith. And I preached the word yesterday. I've listened to it five times over myself. And the Lord delivered a word to me about where is our faith in the midst of these things like this? Where is our faith in the midst of challenge? Where is our faith in that? So I'm on a constant pull to get myself in better order with God and having my mind together and resisting the things that I know tempt me, and so I'm doing great. That's believer's life.
That's come on with
so
it.
That's what it is. I ain't ashamed to tell the truth.
Amen. You can't be ashamed to tell it in this season. Amen.
Oh,
I
no,
tell you that
sir.
The church
not
world,
in this season.
The church world need to hear from the Lord like never before, especially in a time like this. They really need to hear, amen, a word, amen, from the Lord. Amen. Like
amen.
Never before.
Well,
thank
I believe
you,
the man
Jesus.
That's carrying that word deep up in your belly. You know, I mean, brother, I just got to ask a question. Is there anything musically you can't do?
I don't know. Well, I know I can't blow no horn. That's for sure.
Have you tried?
No, I hadn't really tried it. I believe I could.
My brother, there is a musical anointing on your life. I believe any instrument you pick up, you can master it in 5 minutes.
My God. Amen. You know, playing the guitar and playing the organ, playing the keyboard and the drums, I learned just by playing by ear. I taught my own self-taught. I just got on there and just started practicing. And sooner or later, the Lord just began to anoint my hands, and I began to play.
Brother, I'm telling you, I believe that any musical instrument you touch, as a matter of fact, I ain't even got to profess it. Any musical instrument you touch, believe me, you can play.
Ah, my God, I receive that in Jesus' name.
I believe it like you right here next to me.
My God. Glory,
I'm
going to
sing, when you play that saxophone, I'm gonna sing the first song with you.
Now, I tell you what, that's one thing I do want to play, though. That's the next challenge, I guess, that I want to try to do is play the saxophone. I believe if I could just get my hands on one and begin to sit down with it, I believe that I could really play that saxophone.
Amen. Amen. Well, man of God, I'm excited for tonight, and I'm ready to relinquish this to you. I'm going to go ahead and shut down Be Live because I don't see you on there still.
I'm trying to log in.
Don't worry about it. Hey, release that right now. We ain't gonna worry about that. I'm about to shut that down because I'm gonna go on Facebook and revert everybody back to Blog Talk Radio and to receive this word. So, Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for distractions that we can make right choices. We thank you for obstacles. That we don't pay attention to the obstacle, but we look over to see how we can give you glory. So, Lord, I lift you up. I glorify you right now. I praise you right now. I give you the best I can give. That is by saying, Lord, you increase as we decrease. And, Lord, as we lift our hand to the man of God and we say, Lord, speak to him, teach to him, prophesy to him, console us, everything that we need to hear, Lord, release it through him tonight, Lord, that as our ears are ready to hear, that as our spirits are ready to grow and our minds are ready to be transformed, Lord, we say, man of God, let it go. Man of God, drop it. Man of God, preach like never before, anoint like never before, but deliver like never before. We are here ready, willing, and able to accept what God has to say. Through you today, let the anointing fall on you, and don't lose nothing. As you sow into us, God is going to increase you for every seed sown through the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord. God, we thank you tonight. Amen. We appreciate the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. I wanted to give you a word from the Lord tonight. Amen. I started on this message last night. Praise the Lord. And I was asking the Lord, what should I bring forth tonight, praise God, to the people of God. Amen. He spoke this word back into my spirit again. Amen. To go forth, amen, and preach, amen, this message tonight about, amen, praise God, that the shift, amen, is not easy. Amen. And some people need to know that tonight. Amen. That the shift is not easy, praise the Lord, because there's many of us right now are in a point in our life where the Lord desires to bring shift in our life, but there are some things that we have to detach ourselves from, amen, in order, amen, to make this transition that God is requiring out of us, amen, to make tonight, praise the Lord. Amen. I believe, praise God, we all have come to this point, amen, in our lives where the Lord is challenging us in this season, glory be to God, amen, to do what? To make some transitions, amen, in our lives tonight. Amen. We cannot get to where God wants us to get to. We cannot go to that next level, amen, that God wants us to go to, amen, until we make that shift that God is acquiring out of us tonight. Amen. So I want to come to you tonight, amen, out of the word of the Lord tonight, amen. I'm coming from, amen, Genesis, amen, the 12th chapter, amen, praise God. And it says in Genesis 12 and 1, amen, the Bible says, now the Lord said unto Abram, watch this. The Lord said unto Abram, watch this, amen, get thee out of thy country and from your kindred, amen, and from your father's house, amen, praise God, and unto a land that I will show thee. First of all, we got to look at this message that when God began to speak to you, he's not talking to everybody. When God gave it to say something to you, he didn't give the message to everybody. Sometimes we mess this up when we're trying to pull everybody in our destiny and everybody in our purpose. But can I tell you that the Lord is not calling everybody into your destiny? He's not calling everybody, amen, into your purpose in this season of your life. But I'm trying to tell you tonight, pray God, that this next level and this next shift in your life, there are some people, watch this, there are some things, and there are some places that you got to detach yourself from. Oh, my God. There's a many of people that are praying and say, God, I want to go to the next level. Lord, I want to be used by you. But what you got to do, you got to be willing to make that transition. And God saw that the time that came, watch this. God saw that the time came, and it's time for Abraham to make that shift. Amen. God knows, amen, when it's time for you to make that shift in your life. Oh, my God. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but you got to know within yourself tonight that, God, I need to make this shift in my life. Hey, glory be to God. And I'm telling you tonight, praise the Lord, that God wants to make a divine shift, amen, in your life tonight. You got to be willing to let go some things. You got to be willing to walk on some things. So God said unto Abraham, amen, get thee out, amen, among, amen, your country and your kindred. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. The shift is necessary. Did you hear what I just said? I need to say it one more time. I said that the shift is necessary. God desires tonight, amen, amen, to let you know tonight that he desires to bring a shift in your life. And watch this. Everything that's connected to you, amen, praise, is attached to you obeying God in this season. Oh, yeah. And you got to do one thing that you got to do in this season. You got to, amen, get everybody else, amen, everybody else, amen, praise the Lord, out of your purpose and out of your destiny that's not headed to where you're trying to go to. Now, the Lord said unto Abraham, watch what he said, thanks to God. Now, the Lord said unto Abraham, listen to the word of God. He said, get thee out of thy country and from your kindred and from your father's house and unto a land, amen, that I will show thee. Did you hear what I'm saying here tonight? Other word, in Condena Mosea, the Lord says, amen, I'm ready to take it to the next level, but you got to be willing to make this shift. Amen. I'm telling you tonight that God is ready, amen, to bring a divine shift in your life, but you got to be willing to make this shift in your life. Oh, my God. I don't know who I'm preaching to right now, but the Lord is talking to you tonight. The Lord, help me to make this shift right now. Even if it hurt me, even if I got to walk by myself, even if it's going to cost me some things, the shift is necessary. Oh, my God. In and of a whole, yeah. Now, the Bible said in Genesis, amen, the 12th chapter, now the Lord said unto Abraham, listen, the Lord began to say to Abraham, get thee out among thy country, amen, and thy kindred and thy kinfolk. He said, I will bless them that bless you. He said, I will curse them, amen, that curse thee. Amen. We are in that season. If you're ready to get to the next level, amen, that God is trying to take you in, then you got to be willing to detach yourself from everything that is holding you back in this season. I don't know about about y'all, but I'm telling God that, Lord, in this season, help me, God, in this season to turn loose everything, God, that's not connected to you. God, I'm willing, my God, to disconnect myself from everything that's not like you. If I'm preaching good up in this house tonight, now the Bible says, now the Lord said, it wasn't the pastor, it wasn't the prophet, it wasn't the evangelist, amen, but it was the Lord speaking to you. Amen. It was the Lord talking to you. Amen. How many of y'all can say tonight that God has given me this word? God has given this revelation.
Watch.
Your blessing and your miracle is a tithe and is attached to your obedience. Oh, my God. Say that thing again, Pastor Chris. It is tied to your obedience. How many of y'all right now that the Lord is talking to you tonight and God is telling you tonight that it's time, amen, that you, amen, connect yourself, amen, and detach yourself from something old and let him connect you to something that is new. If I'm preaching good up in this house tonight, now the Bible said, now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land that I will show thee. God was trying to let him know that you have outgrown some places. You have outgrown some things that you're still trying to hold on to. Hey, my God. Good God, I'm sorry to be here. Some of y'all trying to hold on to people that God says you already did outgrown. Oh, my God. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight, but I'm trying to tell you right now that the Lord said that you have already outgrown some people. You're to outgrow some churches. You're to outgrow some connections. You're to outgrow some business that you're still trying to hold on to when God says you got to turn it loose tonight. Oh, my God. Who am I talking to tonight? The Lord saying tonight that you need to turn this thing loose tonight. You got to let it go. And God is telling you tonight that you got to let this thing go. And God said, I'm trying to bring something new, amen, in your life. God said, I'm trying to, amen, set you free. He said, I'm trying to bring something new in your life. But you got to be willing to let it go. Oh, my God, who am I talking to tonight? Now, listen to the word of God. The Bible says, he said, now the Lord said unto Abraham, the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from your father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. The Lord is saying, I can't show you something new until you're able to turn loose that which is old. My God, help me, Jesus, up in here today. Some of you right now, praise the Lord, you're trying to embrace the new, but God said you're still trying to hold on to the old. Will you let God bring something new in your life? Watch this. Some of you right now, you're frustrated with your now is because the Lord said you have not embraced the new thing that he's trying to do in your life. My God, help me, Jesus Christ, up in here tonight. Will you allow the Lord to strip you? Will you allow the Lord to cut you free from some things so he can bless you but the more? My God, help me, Lord Jesus. You got to be willing to let God do that new thing that's on the inside of your life. Get out, Abraham. Somebody shout, get out. Somebody need to type that if you're on Facebook Live. Amen. You ought to say it to yourself. He said, get out. Other words, you don't have time to procrastinate. This is not the time to wait. God said, this is the time that you got to make a divine move. You got to make a shift in your life. You got to make this shift. You got to move right now. God said, procrastination have robbed you place that I was trying to bring you into. God said, your procrastination have stagnated you, said God. And God said, if you don't move in this season right now, he says, go into everything that I'm trying to do in your life. My God, help me, Jesus. I don't know who I'm talking to up in this house right now, but I'm trying to tell you right now that God is trying to bring something new in your life right now. Oh, come down about see. I said something new. And the Bible says, he said, amen, pray God, get thee out of thy country from your kinfolk. Sometimes your worstest enemy can be your own kinfolks. Lord have mercy. I don't believe they got what I'm saying here tonight. Can be your own person? Can you be your own kinfolk? And God is telling you tonight, it's time that you let this thing go. God said, I know it's hurting you, but you got to let it go. God said, I know it's bothering you, but God said, you got to let it go. God said, I'm trying to do this thing for you, but you got to do what? You got to let it go. Oh, my God. Watch what the word of God say now. He said, come out of your father's house. How many of y'all right now have I grown some people, but you're still trying to hold on to them? I said, how many people right now that you, praise God, trying to hold on to when God said you done already outgrow some people, you done outgrow certain people, you're still trying to run with it. You're frustrated right here because the Lord says, I'm trying to bless you. I'm trying to do something for you. I'm trying to do something in your spirit. I'm trying to do something in your mind. And God said, let it go. Lord have mercy. Who am I talking to tonight? The Lord said, let it go. Cut it loose. Cut the cord and do what? And live. Oh, my God. Cut the cord and do what? And live. Cut the cord and do what? And live. This is what God is trying to tell you tonight, that you need to cut the cord and live tonight. He wants you to live. He wants you to come forward. He wants you to come forth tonight. Amen. But are you willing to obey him? Are you willing to do what God is calling you to do in this season? I know it's hurting you. I know it's bothering you. But the Lord said you got to do this thing now. When God tells you to make a move, that's the time that you got to make the move. When God tells you it's time to make the shift, that's the time that you got to make the shift and you got to make the move that God is telling you that you got to make. Oh, my God. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but listen what the word of God says. He said, the Lord said, amen, get up among your country and your kinfolk. He said, I will bless them that bless you. I will curse them and curse thee. The second verse says, and I will make thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make your name great. God said, this time, I'm going to do it. Man not going to do it, but God said, I'm going to do it. The Lord said, I'm going to raise you up. God said, I'm going to give you a platform. Well, other folks, they want to give you. God said, I'm going to do it right now. God said, you're in that season that he's enlarging your boat quarter. He enlarging your coast. He enlarging your border. How many can say, Lord, enlarge me? God, whatever it takes, God, enlarge me. Whatever it takes, God, do it for me in this season. Oh, my God. Sometimes the Lord will do it to you, for you. Say it again, Pastor Kirksey. Sometimes the Lord will do it to you, for you. My God. Because the Lord said, I'm trying to get you somewhere. The Lord said, I'm trying to bless you. The Lord said, I'm trying to take you somewhere. Who is I'm talking to today? But you know what the Lord said? You got to step out by faith. You got to step out by faith. You're saying, God, I want the business. But God said, that's the time you need to move. But you know what you're saying right now? But God, we ain't in a hard time now. We're in the famine right now. But you know what the Bible said in the days, amen, praise God, I believe of Isaac, Elijah, of Isaac, the Bible said there came a famine in the land. And the Bible said the idols sold in that land even during the hard season. Even during the famine he sold. And the Bible says this right here, that he reaped in the same year. The same year he reaped in the famine. And I'm telling you right now, God said, I'm giving to do this thing just for you, said the Lord. God said, I'm giving to bless you, amen, pray in this season. And can't nobody stop it. And can't nobody hinder it. And can't nobody stop the work that God is getting ready to do in your life. Listen, I got a few more minutes here. Watch what the Bible says. I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee, your name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Watch this. Amen. Bless me, Lord, so I can be a blessing to somebody else. God didn't just bless you just for you to bless yourself, but God has blessed you to be a blessing to somebody else. God said, I didn't give you all that money to let it sit in the bank. But he said, but it is he that gave you power, watch this, to get wealth that he may establish his covenant in the earth. That's why God gave you that good job, to support the kingdom, to be a blessing in the kingdom. Listen, when God shifts you Not only do God shift you, he shifts your mentality. He shifts your giving. He shifts everything about you. Amen. Praise God. Your mind can't be up here, amen, and then your money down here. Your praise can't be up there and you're struggling down here. The Bible says, I wish above all things that you'll prosper. Watch this. And be in health, even, watch this, y'all, as your soul prosper. And I'm trying to tell you right now, amen, praise God, that God is bringing a divine shift in your life. Hey, glory be to God. But one thing you got to do, you got to wait on the Lord and let God do this new thing in his life that he's trying to do in your life. The Lord, I'm trying to do something new in your life, but you got to be ready for it. Watch this. You got to be willing to be able to embrace it, even when you don't have a crowd with you. Uh-oh, I'm going to say that thing again. You got to be willing to embrace it, even if you don't have a crowd with you. God, I'm going to obey you. Lord, I'm going to do everything that you're requiring out of me in this season. And the first thing that I got to do, I got to step out on faith and do what the Lord has called me to do. Man of God, prophet, preacher, pastor, evangelist, entrepreneurship, bishop, overseer, the Lord said, I'm trying to bring a divine shift in your life, but you got to make this move, said the Lord. Oh, my God. You got to make this move, said God. It is your time to make this shift. It's your time to make this shift, said the Lord. My God, help me, Jesus. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I pray tonight, amen, that I've said something, amen, that has helped you tonight. I pray that I've spoken something that has been a blessing to you tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate God for Pastor E tonight giving me this opportunity. Amen. To give me this word tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. I will be trying to come back on tonight on Facebook Live. Praise the Lord. And hopefully, amen, Pastor E can come on my Facebook Live with me. Amen. We can tag team tonight. Amen. And do this broadcast together so you can be blessed. Amen. So some of you can see and some of you can hear us. Amen. Even, amen, at the same time. Amen. So we thank God for you, and we're going to turn this broadcast back over to Pastor E. Amen. I don't know if he can hear me or see me. Amen. We're going to try to see if we can reach out to him right quick. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
E.
Amen. I'm here, Doc. I'm here. The word has been rich. And listen, you say, who you talking to? I think you was talking to every ear on this line. This was intended for anybody that's here tonight. That's why when we released it, we were all sitting there like little bitty babies at the candy store, ready to receive a divine word for each and every one of us. And you know what? See, it ain't bad to be told the truth.
Yes, sir.
I'm a true believer, Bishop, is that the truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. I want to be free. So come on, tell me some more truth. Tell me some more truth so I can now check me better and get me better in shape and get things in order. And yes, we are going to get it together. I even tested that link on my page and it went right to it.
Yes, sir.
So next time we do this thing, we're going to make sure it's together. We're going to make sure it's right. But I'm going to tell you, we are busting the souls on our network online. I guarantee you there are over 300 or 400 people listening, which is a normal thing. On our board right now, I see over 50. And that gets to the point where I have to keep scrolling the count. But we are full right now. I want to open up the lines because when you release the word here, we want to receive the anointing that you have. And I want to first applaud you and say thank you, my brother. Thank you saying yes. Thank you for accepting me for who I am. And you've done that. I think we both received each other in that way. But we want to sow into your life tonight. And I'm going to start it out with a $20 seed. I'm asking anybody else that can sow into the man of God's life today. Give us your Cash App. I'm going to drop the first 20. I'm asking everybody else on here to drop $20 as a love offering into the man of God life tonight. And guess what? You'll get it back probably faster than you sow it if you do it with a free heart. Go ahead and share your Cash App with us right now before we open the lines.
Okay, yes, sir. Amen. My Cash App is $, amen, blessings, amen, and miracles. Amen. That's my $, praise the Lord. Amen. So if you got that, Yeah, that's right. $blessings with an S. And A.
And it shows
miracle.
His name on there. And under when it says for what, just say love.
Yes, Lord.
Bam.
Amen.
Look, I just sold the first one. I'm looking for some more people to sell in any kind of manner. We're going to also push this out on Facebook. And we need to really, God has been saying this so loudly to me, is that we really need to start sowing into each other. Just speaking
That's
on each
true.
Other's broadcast, just praying for each other is not enough. We really need to stretch out and start sowing into one another as leaders. So I took the first
Amen,
step
man of, God.
Of that $20 commitment. All my covenant partners, if you can do it, I'm asking you, this man of God is good ground. If you are looking for a harvest, sow here. Blessings and miracles on Instagram, on Cash App, and you can receive what God has for you. Now, as you've spoken the word, I want to open the lines up for those that are out there. Dial 1. Get a chance to talk to the bishop tonight here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're online, you have to call the number to get into the queue. Dial 319-527-6173. Again, 319-527-6173. Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Good evening, beautiful family. Good evening, Bishop Roger. Awesome, awesome word. I love
God
what you say. Yes, be ready. You know, don't settle. When the Lord says move, be ready. And I received that word because, you know what I said, Lord, I still have to stay in position. Because when he says move, move now. And we don't
Amen.
Know when he's coming, but we got to be ready. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
All glory.
Can I tell you something, woman of God? The Lord's yes. hands is upon you. Amen. I never met you in person, but God has a great calling on your life. And I see the Lord doing some new things in your life in this season. Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Amen. I hear the word Thanks. New territory. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord has given place. That
yes.
your feet to tread upon, the Lord said, shall be yours. Matter of fact, there's a prophetic call on your life. It comes down by sight.
Yes.
And the Lord said,
thank
you, to
Lord.
Do something mighty in your life, said the Lord.
Mighty.
And God said, as you begin to
yes,
yield
sir.
Unto him, thank you, Lord, that ministry that the Lord
yes,
has put
yes,
in your belly. I give the Lord some, give me to birth that thing like never before, said the Holy Ghost. Hell yeah, by shot.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
And
Hallelujah.
The Lord said, get ready. Thank you, Lord. And I hear that word overflow, overflow, overflow. The Lord told me to tell you, get ready because
yes,
there's an overflow that's getting ready to come to your household, getting ready to hit your family like never before, said the Lord. Honda Abasiya. But like I said, there's a prophetic call and there's a prophetic mantle that's on your life. And I see the Lord is putting the word in your mouth for these people in this time and in this season, said the Lord. Glory be to God, woman of God. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you.
Come on, tell him, say, I receive.
I receive, I pull down in the name of Jesus.
Pull it down.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Pulling down. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless
Lord,
you
yes,
Pastor
Lord.
V, Pastor Valores Brooks out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Greetings from me, myself, and the bishop. What's up, woman of God?
Praise the Lord.
Area code 414, last 42563. You're live in the queue. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Good evening. Good
I know
evening.
You were. I'm like, I know that's her number. Wait a minute, is there a wrong number on there or something?
Yeah, good evening.
God
good
bless
evening.
You.
God bless you, Bishop. Awesome words. The shift is necessary. I posted that up in the group. The shift is necessary. My goodness. So you don't know us yet, but we'll take your message and run with it. But I won't do that tonight. I'm trying
yes,
to get
ma'am.
The pastor. Blessings. And A-N-D, miracles?
That's right, amen. $ blessings with an S, and A-N-D, miracles with an S. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it'll
but,
come
amen.
Up for
if
me.
If you can't get through that way, amen, just write my cell phone number down. You can call me after this broadcast at 251-508-7603.
You got to pass
the 251.
Okay, 251.
Mm-hmm. 508.
Mm-hmm.
7603.
Okay. because it'll be coming from my ministry, Spirit and Truth Ministry. So that'll be me. Okay. But
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Awesome word. That's all I wanted. It was how to get the love offering to you. That's all. Y'all have a blessed
thank
night.
Thank you, woman of God. Appreciate you. God bless you. Mm. Pastor E, is he still there?
He might
amen.
Have
the number to call tonight. Amen. If you own is 319.
No. My bad. That was on me. One of my business partners just came up to deliver some stuff, and I muted myself. But yes, Pastor Vita, hold up. Now this is divine connection. Because Bishop is going to be is launching with us. We're merging our
yes,
gifts and our regions. We're going to take over this nation from the east to the west to the north to the south. And who lives in the north?
Come on,
you and Pastor Dwayne. Oh my God! Yeah. So we try to really connect and really go to another level in this season, because it's needed in Wisconsin, it's needed in North Alabama, it's needed in California, it's needed all over. And by the seed that you sow tonight, and everybody better jump on after this, you are now solidifying God's anointing on your life, that Spirit and Truth is already taking over the whole northern region
next door to
Pastor Dwayne and Pastor and his beautiful wife. So know that's why I'm glad you dialed one. I was gonna throw you under the bus anyway, but this is purpose tonight. Tonight is a purpose night, and I want everybody out there that I'm talking to hear the urgency of my voice. You know I never do this. I don't even do it for myself. So you know it must be some urgency in the spirit that this seed tonight is going to bless and is going to expand and expound greater than we could ever think or ask. Because I know my hand is out right now. I know I'm about to receive the harvest to pay everything out without having been behind waiting for a stimulus. I know I can still pay my bills without waiting for somebody to give me a grant or a loan. I'm believing my seeds that I've sown in all areas that are good ground are producing harvest right now. This is a now time to receive the harvest. So you better run.
Amen. Receive it now. Now. When, Pastor E?
Now.
When?
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else there want to get into the now, dial one. And you say, well, Pastor, I ain't got no money. You can say your seed. That's what most people understand. When I petition for a financial seed, if you don't have it, now you think of the right spiritual seed. You can pray.
Yeah.
You can share a post. You can tell somebody else to sow. You can. You know, so many things we can do to sow into each other. We just think it always got to be money. I can help you with my gifts. I can help you with my talents. But are you willing to sow tonight? Area code 626. Last 429-26. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus.
Amen.
Everybody
God
doing?
God bless you. God bless you. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing blessed, man. I'm doing good. God been saying it's time for us to move now. As people out there suffering, people out there dying, it's time for us to move now. It's time for us to do His work. Start building the kingdom.
Oh, yes,
up.
It is.
Yeah. You know, I'm Pastor E's son. So, it's a blessing that we have this talk radio. So, it's time for us to start moving in God's way.
Oh, yes, Lord. Amen. You're talking good. Amen. God bless you. So good to meet you, man of God. Amen.
Good to meet you, too, brother.
Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, Lord. Pastor E, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Minister Curtis, bless you, man. Bless you. You know that the harvest is right there ready. All you have to do is start pulling it down. Pull it down.
Yes,
Lord. In the name of Jesus. Come on, we got a few more minutes. Anybody else need this anointing on your life? There is a prophetic word to go forward. When you die one, it will be spoken into your life. Are you ready? Evangelist
Amen.
Virginia Valentine, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
God bless you, woman of God. You're on the air.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. How you doing?
God bless you. I'm doing wonderful. I'm excellent. I am doing good. Thank you.
All right. Well, where you calling from?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
All right now. Amen. That's one of my stomping grounds down in Baton Rouge.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, y'all closer. Look, y'all closer than I am.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you,
you
Lord.
Know,
how did I speak?
Yes, Lord. Woo-hoo.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, I feel the anointing right now. Amen. Woo! Woman of God, the Lord said there's a great anointing on your life. Amen. Matter of fact, the Lord said there's a divine healing. It come outside you. In your hands. It come to the whole sea.
Yes.
When you spoke in tongue, I felt the anointing. I felt the virtue of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come through the airways. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God said, I've chosen you and I've called you to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Come down by sick and I see you. The Lord, I told you this a long time ago that you got divine healing. It come outside. In your hands,
yes,
said the Lord. And the Lord said, you ain't seen all the things he's given to do in your life, said the Lord. The Lord said, go forth, said the Lord. The Lord said, this is your season. This is your hour, said the Lord. I'm not about to see you. The Lord said, praise the Lord. Sometimes the enemy try to attack you and try to fight against you. That's only to slow you down and try to hinder you. But the Lord said, in this hour, in this season, you're going to move in another level and another realm in the spirit of God, said the Lord. And the Lord said, get ready. Amen. There's a blessing. Talk, Pastor Chris. There's a blessing coming in your money. It come outside in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. It's coming in your money. And I decree it right now.
In the name of Jesus. Hey, you better receive it. Pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down, woman of God.
Yes,
pull
Lord.
It down.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Pull it down. In the name that is above every name. Prophetess Lori,
yes, Lord.
Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
My
yeah, this
God
is under the bus day.
Hey, God. Thank you, Lord.
Prophetess Lori, good evening. All right, I'm going to go to my next one. Watch. Prophetess Lisa, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. What's up, woman of God? I know you're ready for a word.
Praise
see,
the
when they on mute, when, Bishop, when they on, no, that's me. They didn't push one. That's my team. I'm just messing with them tonight. I'm putting them under the bus.
Yes, Lord.
But a lot of times they have other things they have to do. Look, I just got a text, like, leave me alone. I'm doing so good.
Oh, I understand.
Man, bless the Lord. Amen. Area code 954, last 48271. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How you
praise
doing tonight?
Fine, and yourself?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Did you get to hear that word that we preached tonight?
No, I just got on, unfortunately.
Oh, man. Amen. It's okay. Hey, we preached a great word tonight, and the word tonight was, amen, praise God, that the shift was necessary. We also preach, amen, that the shift ain't always easy, but we have to obey God, and we have to follow God in this season of our lives. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I believe, amen, and doing this, even during this coronavirus and this all that's taking place in the land right now, that God is bringing a divine shift to the body of Christ
yes,
and
Jesus.
To the saints of God. I believe when we come out of this quarantine this time, I believe, pray God, someone's going to be more anointed. Someone's going to have a greater word and a greater revelation than we ever walked in before.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
My God, thank you, Jesus. He
amen. Woman of God,
did
you need prayer? Did you need prayer or anything? Any special? It's just something in my spirit. Like you, it's something that's weighing on you. Is it something you want to release tonight?
Yes, I was calling for prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Lord.
Hey!
I'm praying with you right now. Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. God, I appreciate you, Lord God, for this woman of God right now in the name of Jesus. God, I want you to touch her, Lord. God, I want you to move for her in a special way in the name of Jesus. God, your word said we call all those things, amen, praise God, into the obedience of Christ. We speak it, cause it to come in divine order. We call the thing that be not as though they were in the name of God. We speak right now that you move with this woman of God and break and destroy every yoke of the devil right now. That's not like
yes.
you right now. We command it to be so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless the woman
and
of God.
And the burden.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
And the burden that you're holding, and the burden
yes.
that you're holding, it's only because
yes.
you're holding it. God has already lifted it off of you. You're the one that you have to let, you have to release it.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Did all you could. You did all yes. you could. This, if I could just be a voice unto you from the Lord right now, is that you, he's telling you, he saw you did all you could. And he, and you even heard him when he said, let it go. But you're still holding on. He said, release it and watch the manifestation come when you release.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
I pray
thank
that was
you.
For you tonight, because that's all I can hear in my spirit right now, is that you are the bottleneck in the system. You just got to let it go. And it's not hard. You just got to say, okay, Lord, I release it. And watch the manifestation. Do you know what manifestation is?
Yes.
That's when you see hope to a thing. That's when you see faith that is the substance come to fruition in your life. When the manifestation moves, you see God. Let it
yes,
go,
Lord.
Woman, God. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Yes, sir.
And don't look back.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Mm.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, you know what? You ought to give him some praise right now. This is a worship praise moment for you, woman of God.
Yes, praise him
that
right
was
now.
A breakthrough moment for you. You didn't even hear the word, but you came and got a word. Oh, my God. Didn't even hear the word, but came and
yes.
got a word.
Yes.
Hey,
praise
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
God up to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You came through again. You came through again. All I had to do was get out the way. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Prophetess Lisa. Prophetess Lisa, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Come on, you get your praise on as you come on in.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor.
God
awesome words. Bless you. I tell you, it was a enriched word, kingdom word. I enjoyed and I thank you for it. I'm going with the shift, going with the changing. So thank you, Bishop.
Ooh,
God bless you.
Yes, man. Also, woman of God, the Lord is doing such a new thing in your life that the Lord said he's going to move some people out your way. Some people that have been in your life in the past.
Bring
I
it up here.
Lord
let me explain it.
Separate you from those people. And the Lord is going to connect you. I hear the word new connections. Did you hear what I said?
Jesus.
Amen. New connection in this season. Because there's some people in your past ain't going where God has given to take you in this season, said the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My God.
And the Lord said, get ready for the shift because it surely should come, said the Lord. This is your hour and this is your time that you're going to see God move like never before, said
like
God.
Like never before.
Sometime before the Lord can take us to that next level. Sometime he had to shift us from other things. He had to cut us loose. From other things, I need to take the Lord to get ready for the new. Because I hear the word out with the old and in with the new. And the word for you tonight is new connection, said the Lord in this season. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God bless you.
I receive it. Thank you, Bishop. I receive it. God bless you.
God
amen.
Bless
you. Bless you, prophetess.
Thank you, Lord.
Prophetess Lori. Prophetess Lori. Out of Connecticut. Connecticut. Hello, hallelujah. What? I know
hallelujah,
you're running.
Hallelujah,
new
hallelujah.
New homeowner.
Hallelujah.
New ministry blessings. New anointing on your life. I know you're running all over the place. Come on now.
You know I am. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. But I thank God, even in the midst of Corona, God is shifting. It's been so long. That God has promised me and been waiting on blessings. And I'm just so amazed how God is just blessing me during the coronavirus, how every blessing is being manifested in this time and this season. You know, he said it's my season and it's my time. Never would I ever imagine in a time that things are shutting down, that ain't nothing moving and ain't nothing going
on,
that God is making everything going on and everything is moving for me. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
You thank God ain't shifted in my life, and I'm moving with the shift.
Oh, amen. Amen, woman of God. We got to move with the shift in this season. Amen. Because this is our hour. Amen. This is our time. And sometimes people look at some things as a bad thing, but sometimes things have to get worse. Sometimes before God can bless.
Yeah.
Sometimes God has to let things get messed up before he can step in. There's a word that said, "What sin abound, that grace abound that much more." I believe something good is going to come out of this situation. Even though with all that may be going on right now, God's still going to get some glory. He's still going to get some honor out of this situation right here.
Yes,
I believe the greatest hour of the church, because the Bible says that the latter house will be greater than the former house.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Glory.
That's right. That's right. And woman of God, let me tell you something. There's such a harvest anointing on your life. For all the seeds that you've sown, you now are seeing a true harvest. God is telling me to tell you to deposit, release it. Don't get all overjoyed what he's done. Let it go, because he's going to do greater. That house is your first transitional house. That house you have now is something you're going to own. That's going to be your first business. God is going to pour into your business. You're going to own houses throughout Connecticut, throughout New York, New Jersey, Maine, Massachusetts, all in that whole area.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to own homes that are going to covet women, covet men that don't have nowhere to go. God just released it in your life. But he said if you don't release it out right now, it's going to slow down the process.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Now, come on with it.
Thank you, Lord.
And don't get comfortable in that house that I got a house to live in. You got a house to make money in.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Yes, Lord.
Hey!
Glory.
Five, four. That's about to drop. Right. 5, 4, 3, 2. Bam! That dropped on you right there. You seen the vision. Now you see the vision.
Thank you, God.
Now you see the vision.
Praise him.
Thank you,
I see you building. I see you building a second house on that property first.
Thank you.
Then you're gonna be gone, because you have a man and a female houses there that are gonna be able to house people that are in transition for God, not for the world.
Thank
in transition
God.
For God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes,
Lord.
Receive that word from the Lord. Bless you, woman of God.
I receive it. I receive all of it.
Amen.
I
want you guys to look forward, and I'm going to throw in the bus here, but I want you guys to look forward to Prophetess Lori here on the Now Network on the first and third Fridays, whatever time she chooses to go. We're releasing those 2 days to her. We're doing Let's Talk About It on the second and fourth, the first and third Fridays, Prophetess Lori, whatever name, show, whatever she want me to make the flyer for, we are launching that as soon as she's ready. So bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. I'm
Amen.
Ready.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, Pastor Eke. God bless all
yes,
of
Lord.
You.
Amen.
I'm
going to
send a connection. I'm going to send a connection with you guys, too, on Facebook. Everybody you talk to tonight, I'm going to link to you, Bishop.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You,
now, we have a few more minutes to that one person that's on the line that says, I know they was talking to me the whole time. You don't even know how you're going to get out your next situation. You don't even know how you got here tonight. And you're saying you
yes,
need
Lord.
Help. And we've said some stuff that made you even think deeper. That's the one we want to dial one right now. We got a green room that's separate. You and Bishop can talk one-on-one right now, and he can give you your starting packet to come on in and be just like us. See, God is no respecter of person. He loves you just like he loves me. All you got to do is come in. It ain't a year wait. It ain't a 3 year wait. It ain't a 5 year wait. It's a right now decision to get a right now invite to have a right now relationship with God that you know a right now Jesus that will save your life. When? Right now.
My God.
Well, I'm about to run up in here today.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Amen. 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 Well, Bishop, this is the comfort of the Now Network. Without having all the struggles of everything, we're going to do some great things
on video. I can't wait till you get back out here to California and we connect with Yolanda in San Bernardino.
Yes.
We're going to do some great stuff together. I already know it. The team, the dream team is already ready. And when this is lifted, we're going to bring the urban, we're going to bring the church, we're going to bring everybody together, and we're going to launch this thing in such a way that we'll never get caught slipping again.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know that's right, man of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So bless you. We're going to pray us out of here, man.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for your life. Amen. If you still need to reach us, praise the Lord. If you still want to plant a seed, amen. Because some folks been saying they're having a hard time finding the Cash App. So the Cash App, if you want to sow again, it's $blessings with an S and miracles. If you desire, praise God, okay with Pastor E, you can call me after
and that's
the
sign. It's not the A-N-D. It's blessings with an S. And the sign for Ann, and then miracles with an S, and you'll see Roger Kirksey's name pop up. Beautiful picture
the
on
word,
there. You can't miss it.
It's the word and. You got to spell it out. A N D, blessings, and A N D miracles.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got to spell it out. Amen. Blessings.
Amen.
And miracles. Amen. But either one that works. If you desire to call me after the broadcast to get more information, 251-508-7603.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We love you, Pastor E. Amen. Thank God for you all. We're going to pray us out of here right quick. Amen. Father God, I thank you for everyone that tuned in tonight on this broadcast tonight. We ask you, God, to move for them in a special way in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for everyone that tuned in, praise God, by Facebook Live, those that tune in by Zoom, those that tune in by YouTube, or however. Thank you for those that's on the prayer line tonight. We ask to bless them. Move for them, God, in a special way, God. Bless them and take them higher and take them deeper
thank you,
into
Lord.
Your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. Back in your hands, man of God.
Bless you, brother. I just want to serve you. Check out this new song, this new release. Feature
I
want to
be like Daniel.
I just want to serve him.
Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I
want to
serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything
I
that
myself.
I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations, I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign, Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you.
Father, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle, pinnacle, spiritual. From the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love. And show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on the mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? God saved me. You know what I'm saying? High out here on drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying?
time soon, so now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You. I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father,
I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.